WHCL, Clinton, New York.
There's so little time, so much to do. There's so little time for dreams to come true. Many a ship to sail, many a magic land, many a moonlit trail, many a road to walk hand in hand.
Love her. She's wonderful. Catherine Russell. And we saw her like 2 weeks ago. Wow. That's Catherine Russell, all right. Boy, is she good. And that was so little time and so much to do. In stark contrast to the previous selection. And by the way, I also love Gilbert and Sullivan. So I guess it's okay to have different interests in that realm. That Catherine Russell was recorded last year. So Little Time, So Much to Do on Sentimental Streak, which is her album. There's a link to it on my Radiola blog, by the way. Radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google. And if you go down to this playlist, and I have all my playlists there, you'll find a link to her page and that CD. So what's your excuse? There is none. Before that, Bertha Lewis, Silver is the Raven Hair, which is an excerpted version. I didn't play the whole recitative, which is very poignant indeed. That was from 1930, from Patience. And there's a lot of good stuff in Patience. That's that's just my favorite, I have to say. I like that, if left with that one alone, I'd be happy. But I'm glad they wrote a lot of other stuff, too. So, now on Radiola, we have, you know where you're listening to it. I just told you. But I'll tell you again, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thank you for streaming tonight, and the stream works wonderfully. I'm so glad. And I hope those of you who are not on dial-up don't mind waiting a little bit to hear this show later on. But it is a higher fidelity stream now, so I'm really glad of that for those who have it. So we have now on Radiola, Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, and I gotta say, this is how I'm feeling today. Not from any self-medication, but just generally speaking, I'm doing good today. And this is Feeling No Pain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now that there's more philosophy in that one record than there is in the library up here at Hamlin College. It's a sense of deep reality at the joy of being alive. Yes. That New Orleans spirit, that spirit of just saying, yeah, here comes the bus. It's going to hit me, but I got a few minutes before it gets here. What a sound. Louis Armstrong and, you heard Lonnie Johnson in there. Boy. And all the guys. That bass, I don't know who that was. I think that was, that could have been Pops Foster. I should have looked that up, too. But I always know that's Lonnie Johnson in there, and just has a evocative feel to it. It's so evocative, and nothing wrong with that. Mahogany Hall Stomp, 1929. Before that, a record I particularly love, She's No Trouble, because, right now, she isn't any trouble. 1928, Benny Moten, yes. And Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, Feeling No Pain, 1927. And I'm doing pretty good. This is Radiola, and forgive me while I collect myself. I'm all over the floor right now. I'm falling apart as we speak, but here I am. This is coming up as Red McKenzie, 1931. Nice ballad. I like this. Time on My Hands.
When the day fades away into twilight, the moon is my light of love. In the night, I am quite a romancer. I find an answer above to bring me consolation. You're my inspiration. This is my imagination. Time on my hand, and you in my arms. Nothing but love in view. Then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for. One love affair for two. With time on my hands, and you in my arms, and love in my heart, all for you. I have lots of time on my hands, and baby, I have you in my arms. I have nothing but love in view. And then if you call, once and for all, I'm gonna see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for. One love affair just for two. With lots of time on my hands, and you in my arms, and love in my heart, all for you. Thank you.
I'm just a little Jackie Horner.
And I'm at my sugar cane. A gang of mine has been revealing that they're feeling sore.
I left the lamplight on that old corner.
Saw the moon in Lover's Lane. I'm doing things I never did before.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy, dowdy, that's me. She's a high hat, baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the wrist with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as risky there as I can be. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
my darling, I'm completely gone. You know I can feel that foolish feeling coming on.
And as everybody knows, there's no fool like, well, you know the saying, like one who's, you know, been around the block a few times. I feel that foolish. Well, you said that a lot. Putney Dandridge and his orchestra, 1936. I think Teddy Wilson was in there playing the piano. Putney could play the piano, but he was too busy emoting those lyrics to concentrate on the keys, so they had to bring in a ringer. Before that, we had the Boswell Sisters. Who else? When I take my sugar to tea, and all depends on what you mean by sugar, and it all depends on what you mean by tea. But that was 1931. Love that record, beginning with Red McKenzie, Time on My Hands, 1931. Well, I've got about a half an hour on my hands here. And also I want to say happy birthday to everybody else out there who has a birthday today, probably. If that's a cryptic remark, so be it. But I've said it, and now I'm glad. And this is WHCL, Clinton, New York, as you well know. 88.7 on your FM dial, WHCL.org. Here then is what happens after you get that foolish feeling. Frequently there is a what they call equipment failure, but we won't go any further than that. Here's Sam Brown singing it, Bert Ambrose and the orchestra playing it in 1937. Oh, you know this tune. You know this very well. Yeah, Dorothy Fields wrote these lyrics. So let's listen. Jerome Kern too was in there. his red nickels and his cinco centavos, or five times playing that song in a rumba. My goodness. Well, that's only fitting, I think. You have to give people a little hope that they can still rumba. With that song, when you and I were young, Maggie, that was from 1934. They put anything in a rumba. That was a rumba, all right. Before that, Frank Schreibauer and his orchestra, What's the Use? I don't know who the vocalist was. I thought it was going to be Smith Ballou. That's why I wrote it down here, but it didn't sound like him, but it says sort of a, Smith had a little more, a little more bass in there, but I'll just have to check that when I get home and make further adjustments to the playlist. And begin with Ambrose, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, Sam Brown on the vocal, A Fine Romance. Yes, indeed. That's, well, you can always go dancing. That'll work. Especially the rumbas, really, it's pretty close to what you're aiming at. That was from 1937, A Fine Romance. And this is a fine evening for me. I'm Andy Senior, Radiola, doing the Big Odometer show here on Radiola, and celebrating, that inevitable process that we all undergo as we march in time along with the passing show. But let's not get morbid, although we're about to get very morbid. Here's Freddie Martin recording as Richard Hember. I don't know why he did that, but he did. Freddie Martin is orchestra with Elmer Feldkamp, I believe, on the vocal here. 1933, and you gotta love cowboy music played by Freddie Martin. He's heading for the last roundup.
Thank you. sun descending has brought to you no happy ending, but you can face the setting sun and say, tomorrow is another day. You've had your share of tears and trouble, but every care will be a bubble if you can face the setting sun and say, tomorrow is another day. Someday a little rain must fall, the skies can't all be blue. Sometimes a little tear must fall to make a smile break through. Today is gone, it's all behind you. A brighter dawn will surely find you if you can face the setting sun and say, tomorrow is another day.
You tell him, Ruthie. Ruth Etting. Oh, boy. I never heard that song before when I was looking around for stuff and just kind of fell out there. But what a song. What a song. That says it all. 1934, Ruth Etting, Tomorrow. Who cares? Yeah, that's the idea. Before that, Tomorrow is Another Day. Well, I give you a choice. Even that was Johnny Hamp playing very slow with Johnny McCafee on the vocal from 1936, beginning with Freddie Martin recording as Richard Himber, Elmer Feldkamp singing The Last Roundup. And he sounded very convincing there in 1933. He might have had a, you know, an infection or something. But, yeah, that's Elmer. He wasn't, I don't know what was going on with, but he was heading for the last roundup. And I'm heading for the last, my last 10 minutes here. But I'm going to stick around, and I will be here next week, by the way. So you can't stop that. This is Radiola, so we're going to continue now. And I'm Andy Sr., with a couple of really nice songs. Different, but very appropriate. Here's Fred Astaire, 1936. And boy, do I feel this way.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
A notion to jump into the ocean, tank nobody's business if I do, 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 do. Rather than persecute me, choose that you would shoot me, cause tain't nobody's business if I do. You can talk, you can rave, they can say awful things about me. I don't care what you say, go on your way if you doubt me. Cause if I go to church on Sunday and pat down on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. I mean it, I solid mean it.
I concur. That was Fats Waller in his rhythm, 1940. Tain't nobody's business if I do. That's my my credo, and that's why I'm not on any committees. I just don't have the proper community spirit. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I do this for whatever reason, but I'm just not a team player. So it ain't nobody's business if I do. Before that, Fred Astaire, Let's Face the Music and Dance, 1936. And I'm going to dance. Yes, indeed. I got time left. I got time left on my my parking meter, and I'm going to keep dancing. No doubt. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and you've spent 2 hours with me watching the big odometer about to turn over in a while. It'll be sometime next week. And also, happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday. You know, you need that reassurance. It's not bad. You're still alive. That's the main thing. And if you're enjoying life, that's a really good thing. Tomorrow night, I want you to listen to Mark Fuller. He's on at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Also, maybe you'll want to come up Sunday to Welland Hall, 3 p.m., to hear a concert of swing and beyond, eight decades of jazz. At 3 p.m., Welland Hall, free admission, guest conductor Monk Rowe. And so now, let us finish appropriately here for Radiola, here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I hear a younger generation out there. They're knocking at the door, but they have the door code. They can get in. But this is figurative rather than literal.
The tune you'll sober soon, that is the natural law. There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Why sit and fret, vainly regret things that have gone before? There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Though the world is well lost for love, dream, there's wisdom above dreams to compensate mothers and wives. When the joys of youth have passed them, they should last them all their lives. I've had my fun, all that is done, why should I sigh for more? There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.